Hi, my name is Ravon Dion and CEO of the Results Now Group. And this is Self-Made Mind, the podcast for those who want to leave their mark on the world, create a legacy, and create massive results by using and harnessing the power of your mind. Together, we are awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again. Wow, we are now on episode number 4. And again, my name is Ravon Dion, and I am an international best-selling author, thought leader, the world's best educator, and results coach. And I am also your host of Self-Made Mind. It is here that we want to make a mark on the world, create a legacy, and create massive results by simply using and harnessing the power of your mind. And today I want to talk about something here. I want to talk a little bit more and continue our conversation around the subconscious mind. And what I really want to talk about today is a way that you can use your subconscious mind, how you can just really get a chance to know it, be intimate with it. And I want to make sure that before this episode is over, I want you to really begin to listen to this over and over and over and over again, because this is the real key. This is the real key for you manifesting the things that you want in your life. And it all lies and begins with you really beginning to know how to reprogram or control your subconscious mind. So I want to talk a little bit about change, right? Change happens by doing a couple of things. But the primary thing, if you want things to begin to change in your life, what has to happen is that you must first begin to deal with the subconscious mind. Change happens on a subconscious level, not on a conscious level. So if you were to hold up a mirror and saw a reflection of this thing called your life, how are you doing? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you upset? Are you restrained? Are you stopped? Are things working or not working as well as you would like them to in every area of your life? There is a truth and a fact that we all have to face. You must face it without fear or any malice. For some, this will be very, very easy to digest. But for some of us, it may be a little bit more difficult. Some will be elated because it will empower you, freeing you up, having a weight to be lifted because they or you will see the access it provides to live a powerful life. And for others, it will continue to be a prison full of resistance or depression. But we want to do away with all of that. The truth is this: life manifested is nothing more than your own creation controlled by your thoughts. So this first thing that you have to do is to follow through on what I'm about to tell you is this. You really have to get that you have to take 100% responsibility, 100% responsibility for your life because you created it. So what you are experiencing right now, what you are experiencing and what you see in your life is the outward manifestation of the thoughts you have imposed upon your subconscious mind. But here's the good news. The good news is that because you are dedicating yourself to listening to this podcast, you can begin to change that. You will have the power to create, and you have the power to change what is impressed upon the subconscious mind to manifest a different outcome in any area of your life. So you can impress, say, poverty, or you can impress abundance and riches. See, remember that the subconscious mind does not discriminate. So be very, very careful what you impress upon it. It will not argue. It will only receive in full earnest what you impress upon it. So the subconscious mind is like the palm trees of Hawaii. It will bend to the winds of thoughts given by your command or the unintentional lack of thoughts thereof. Therefore, the subconscious mind can be reprogrammed to do your bidding. And I have something to share with you. There is a secret phenomenon that exists within. And the phenomena is this: no two energies in opposition can reside at the same time inside this wall of the great within, which we call the subconscious mind. So, what do I mean by that? You know, go ahead, give it a try. Try to be happy and sad all at the same time. It's pretty hard to do. Try being ecstatic and try to be, let's say, not ecstatic. Or try to be caring and not caring at the same time. It's pretty hard to do. You cannot think positive and negative thoughts simultaneously. One of them will prevail. So we want to rid ourselves of our negative thoughts always. So from this day forward, I want you to kind of make a little promise to yourself to take control by creating and flooding your subconscious mind with the things that you desire, positive thoughts. Be intentional with your thoughts. Your habitual thoughts must be that of abundance. Your default way of being must be that of abundance. Let's say for any negative thoughts impressed upon the subconscious mind, you can reprogram by simply replacing the negative thoughts with positive ones. So we want to make it a daily ritual. Anytime that you see yourself thinking anything negative or the things that you don't want, you want to simply stop immediately and begin to impress positive thoughts on the subconscious mind. Remember, negative and positive energies cannot and will not occupy the same space. And that goes against the laws of the universe, the same laws that governs gravity itself. So flood your thoughts with positive energies. Don't be flooded by the simplicity of what I'm saying. Don't be fooled by the simplicity. It's really replacing one thought with another. The subconscious mind has to be reminded daily of what you want and your desires. And also, once you begin to take hold, you begin to take the necessary actions that's in alignment for what you have been feeding your subconscious mind. So, to assist you in reprogramming your thoughts, it will serve you well to use the techniques of what I call visualization. Sorry about that. visualization. And through visualization, it allows you to really connect what I call using as many senses as possible in thinking about what it is that you are looking to manifest. I want you to be able to hear it. I want you to see it in colors. I want you to be able to smell it, touch it, taste it, all of it, see it. Because your subconscious mind does not really know whether something is real or not. So to become a true master of creation and abundance, one can look no further than being powerful at what I call auto-suggestion. And this technique is suggesting or impressing upon the subconscious mind at will, with power, and through daily repetition. So, to be unreasonable, be diligent, be rejoiceful, and do away with all fears and impressions of anything that's negative. Impress upon the subconscious mind intently for ultimate manifestation. So as you can see, it is very, very easy to reprogram the subconscious mind. You want to begin daily, every single day, every given moment. Start to think about the things that you want. And this is an intentional act. Because again, no two energies, one positive and negative, cannot occupy the same space at the same time. It is against the laws of the universe. So what we're going to do today is that we are going to begin to meditate. Again, thinking about those things that you want. And every single time within this meditation in particular, when you find yourself thinking about something negative or pulling yourself away from what it is that you want and you start to go into that negative dark place, I want you to immediately stop yourself and come back to the true one thing that you are looking to manifest. So, let's now meditate. now release and slowly open your eyes. Welcome to your new reality. Well, I want to thank you once again for another exciting episode. And again, my name is Ravon Dion, and I am an international best-selling author, a thought leader, the world's best educator, and results coach, and your host for Self-Made Mind. And if you want to learn a little more, dig a little deeper, then I want to invite you to do a couple of things. Number one, subscribe to this channel and give me some thoughts on what you think about it so far. I mean, it's very important to me. So I would like you to go also to over to my website at www.theresultsnowgroup.com. That's www.theresultsnowgroup.com. And we'll see you again next week, and where we're going to be talking about our thoughts, and that our thoughts are things. So that's all that we have for this episode. So again, please take care. Let's think about the things that we send to our subconscious mind. And remember, together we are awesome.